Today, U.S. Marines continued trying to establish control of southern Iraq. Troops swept toward Al-Amara, a southern Iraqi city that has yet to see U.S. or British forces. The Marines were expecting to fight one of the remaining divisions of the Iraqi army. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, that unit disappeared during the advance.
The only resistance the Marines encountered came from a single carload of men at the bridge over the Tigris River. The Marines had already seized that bridge. Gunnery Sergeant Robert Brown says a car rolled up to their checkpoint.
The Marines set up a checkpoint. First vehicle pulls up. Six locals get out. Three get aggressive. One grabs a Marine's muzzle. The Marine gets the muzzle, tries to get it away. And two rounds go off. One in the arm, one in the leg. He lets go of the muzzle. Now he's up at our, being seen by our medical people right now.
The Marines found weapons in the car and laid them on the mud near the side of the road. Six worn-out Kalashnikov rifles.
They're mine now.
You guess so?
That's Colonel Richard Mills, who commands part of the force that advanced today. U.S. intelligence reported that the 10th Armored Division of Iraq's regular army was defending the city of Al-Amara. U.S. artillery stood ready to support the advancing Marines, and Huey helicopters flew overhead. But the Marines reported finding only a handful of uniformed soldiers who fled when they saw the enemy. When they seized the airport here, the Marines found about a dozen empty tanks and other vehicles, some of them destroyed by U.S. planes, the rest apparently abandoned. And if you believe the Iraqi men who appeared at that Tigris River checkpoint later in the day, Iraqis loyal to Saddam Hussein have abandoned the entire city of Al-Amara, which has a population of more than 400,000. This man spoke of the Iraqi army, or Jaish.
Jaish Iraqi destroyed. They go away. Civilians, clothes. They become civilians, no army.
The man said the city has no electricity or clean water. It's the kind of complaint the Marines have heard more than once as they've traveled across the country. When they roll along the roads, they pass people holding their hands up to their mouths, appealing for food or water. With the government collapsing, there's a power vacuum in southern Iraq. And the people rushing to fill it included yet another man who raced out of Al-Amara to meet the Marines at their checkpoint. He identified himself as Hazem al-Daraji. He wore blue jeans and carried a satellite phone. He claimed to be an officer in an Iraqi resistance group and claimed the entire city was now under his control. He said the Marines should check with him before they go into Al-Amara. Speaking through an interpreter, he said the religious opposition to which he belonged had seized the city, meaning Shiite Muslims who've long been oppressed by Saddam Hussein. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Lee Miller listened skeptically.
How about the Fedajin or Ba'ath Party? Are they in there?
No, there isn't. They escaped to Baghdad.
How about signs of Saddam?
Well, it's already yesterday.
Okay. If I drove through the city, am I going to get shot at?
The Marines did not move into Al-Amara today. They've been cautious about engaging in urban combat. They've heard reports of factional violence in the city between Shiites and the last remnants of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. It was impossible to confirm the reports tonight. Just before sunset, smoke rose in the direction of the city. It wasn't clear if that fire came from U.S. bombing or another source. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Al-Amara, Iraq.